This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Both of Colorado's senators are now on the side of limiting the use of the filibuster. That's the rule that requires most bills get 60 votes in the Senate to pass. Senator John Hickenlooper announced this week that the rules should be changed, at least when it comes to passing Democratic bills on voting rights. Senator Michael Bennett has been saying for a while that he supports major reforms to the filibuster rule. A Delta Airlines executive says he hopes a shortage of regional pilots will get better and allow Delta to resume service to places like Grand Junction. Richard Lofter spoke at a U.S. Senate committee hearing this week as Delta said it would end service from the Western Slope City.
These cities, we desire to serve them. And so I think that it's part of our continual analysis to see when we can get back in there. And we have resumed service to some places that were suspended during the pandemic.
Colorado Senator John Hickenlooper is urging Delta to maintain its service to Grand Junction. Renovations at Denver International Airport will likely get more expensive. Denver City Council will soon decide whether to give Hensel Phelps another $900 million to complete the Great Hall renovation. The company took over the project after the city broke off its agreement with original developer Great Hall Partners in 2019 due to cost disagreements. A new plan to complete the work would also add 4 more years to the construction, with completion slated for late 2028. You are listening to CPR News and KRCC. Thank you for choosing CPR and KRCC on your Friday morning. I'm glad you're here with us. This hour, we're listening to The Takeaway. And during The Takeaway, we will hear an interview with Seattle's first woman mayor in nearly a century and its second openly LGBTQ mayor. Stick around for that. Should be a really interesting listen. Along the Western Slope today, highs are around the upper 30s. Thanks for listening. There's lots to come.